Okay, so today we're going to do a deep dive into something
Okay.
that might just change the way you think about managing your time. Free scheduling apps.
Right.
You sent me some articles from cal.com, and I got
Yeah.
to say I'm intrigued already.
Really?
It's not just about like ditching the back and forth emails.
Right.
It's about boosting professionalism
Oh, wow.
and even building trust. Like, who knew
Interesting.
scheduling could be so strategic?
Yeah, it's fascinating how these tools have become like essential, not
Yeah.
just for big companies, but
Or
for businesses of all sizes. The articles really highlighted how even startups
Yeah.
are benefiting from these platforms.
Right, because every penny counts in the early stages. And
Absolutely.
it's not just about saving money on software.
Right.
It's about freeing up those resources to focus on what really matters,
Yeah.
like building your product or reaching new customers.
Exactly. One of the cal.com articles mentioned that Supabase, a company that's building a database platform, actually switched over to cal.com's open source scheduling platform,
Wow.
specifically to improve their developer onboarding experience.
Interesting.
They were able to customize it
Okay.
to gather very specific information from new developers,
Okay.
which streamlined their whole process.
That's a great example of how these apps can be tailored to very specific needs.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that kind of customization used to be reserved for companies with big budgets.
Exactly. But now
Yeah.
these features are becoming increasingly accessible,
Wow.
even in the free
If we
versions.
were talking about leveling the playing field,
Yes.
giving smaller players the same tools that the big guys have been using for years.
Precisely. And it's not just about cost savings.
Right.
These apps are about consolidating your workflow
Okay.
and getting rid of that juggling act we all do
Yeah.
with multiple calendars and apps.
Too many.
Think of it as a central hub for all your appointments so you can finally kiss double booking goodbye.
Oh, the dreaded double booking.
I know.
I've definitely been there. But beyond just preventing
Yeah.
scheduling disasters, what I'm really interested in is how these apps can actually improve team collaboration.
That's a key point.
Yeah.
In the past, scheduling was often seen as a solitary task, but
Yeah.
now with these apps,
Yeah.
it becomes a shared experience, especially in the world of remote and hybrid work.
The articles mentioned companies like Vercel,
Okay.
another tech company, who are using these tools not just to schedule meetings,
Right.
but to manage their entire onboarding workflow for new hires. They've actually integrated cal.com into their internal tools
All right.
to create a seamless experience for new employees.
It's great.
And they credit it with boosting both productivity and employee satisfaction.
That's a great example of how scheduling apps can be used to
Yeah.
build a more cohesive and connected team,
Yeah.
even when people are geographically dispersed.
It's like creating a virtual water cooler where everyone can
Yes.
see what's going on and stay in sync.
Exactly.
But let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
What features should we be looking for when we're choosing
Right.
one of these free scheduling apps?
Well, the obvious starting point is calendar integration.
Okay.
Making sure it plays well with your Google Calendar,
Right.
Outlook, or whatever you use is crucial.
That's it. Syncing up those calendars is a must.
Yes.
I'm guessing automated reminders are pretty high on the list too.
Absolutely. And it's not just about reminding you about appointments. It's
Wow.
about sending reminders to the people you're meeting with. It's a small touch
Yeah.
that can really enhance professionalism and reduce those frustrating no-shows.
Right, because even if you're incredibly organized,
Yeah.
there's always that one person who seems to forget about every meeting.
Always.
But beyond the basics like calendar syncing and reminders, what are some of the features that might surprise people? What sets these apps apart?
One feature that's becoming increasingly popular,
Yeah.
even in free versions, is the ability to create customized booking pages.
Okay.
This is where you can really showcase your brand personality and create a seamless experience for the people you're scheduling with.
So we're not just talking about practicality anymore. We're
Right?
talking about creating a brand experience,
Exactly.
even in the scheduling process.
It's about paying attention to the details
Yeah.
and creating a sense of professionalism and consistency across all your
I
interactions.
like that. It's like putting your best foot forward even
Yes.
before the meeting begins.
And let's not forget about customizable availability.
Right.
You can set specific times when you're available,
Okay.
taking into account different time zones, work hours, or even personal preferences.
That's especially important for people like me who guard their weekends fiercely.
Of course.
But let's be honest, some of these apps can feel a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
There are so many features and options.
You're right. And that's why ease of use is so crucial.
Yeah.
One of the Cal.com articles highlighted the fact that a complicated interface can actually hinder productivity.
Oh, wow.
And lead to data errors.
So it's not just about making the app easy to use for the individual.
Right.
It's about ensuring the entire team can adopt it quickly and efficiently.
Exactly. A simple, intuitive interface means less time spent on training and troubleshooting and more time spent on the work that really matters.
And it probably reduces frustration levels, too.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to spend hours wrestling with clunky software.
Exactly. The goal is to make scheduling as seamless and stress-free as possible.
Speaking of stress-free, one of the things I'm most curious about is how these apps can help us conquer the time zone challenge.
Right.
I mean, trying to schedule meetings with people scattered across the globe can be a logistical nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. But that's where these scheduling apps really shine. They take all the guesswork out of time zone conversions.
Right.
And help you find times that work for everyone.
Yeah.
No matter where they are in the world.
I'm already feeling less stressed just thinking about it.
Duh.
But it's more than just avoiding scheduling headaches, right?
Right.
It's about opening up opportunities for collaboration and connection.
Yes.
That wouldn't have been possible before.
You're spot on. These apps are breaking down geographical barriers and allowing us to connect with people in a way that was unimaginable.
Wow.
Just a few years ago.
It's like we're all suddenly speaking the same scheduling language.
Exactly.
No matter where we are on the planet.
And that's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It's about fostering global collaboration and building relationships that transcend borders.
This is already blowing my mind.
Really?
I'm starting to see how these free scheduling apps are about so much more than just saving time.
They're about connecting with people.
Right.
Building trust and streamlining your entire workflow. And they're doing it in a way that's accessible, affordable, and even enjoyable.
Okay. I need to take a moment to process all this.
Sure.
Who knew scheduling could be so fascinating?
I know, it's interesting.
But before we go too deep down that rabbit hole, I want to hear more about how these apps can help us manage client appointments.
Okay.
It seems like there's a lot of potential there, especially for freelancers and small business owners.
Right. You're absolutely right. For anyone working directly with clients, these apps can be game changers.
Okay.
Think of it as having a virtual assistant who handles all your appointment bookings.
Okay, I'm picturing a very organized virtual assistant.
Right.
Diligently managing my calendar and keeping those clients happy.
Exactly.
But what does that look like in practice? What kind of features are we talking about?
Well, for starters, many of these free apps offer online booking portals.
Okay.
This allows clients to view your availability and book appointments directly
without
any back and forth emails or phone calls. Oh. It's like having your own personal scheduling concierge working 24/7.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can already see how much time that would save both for me and my clients.
Right.
No more playing phone tag or trying to decipher cryptic email threads.
Exactly. And the Cal.com articles highlighted another powerful feature.
Okay.
Client databases.
Okay.
These allow you to store client information, track their appointment history, and even personalize their experience.
Wait, so it's not just about scheduling appointments.
Right.
It's about managing client relationships.
Precisely. It's about building a deeper connection with your clients and providing them with a more personalized and professional experience.
You know, I'm starting to realize that these free scheduling apps are a bit like Swiss Army knives.
Oh, yeah.
They have so many different tools and functions packed into one convenient package.
That's a great analogy. And just like a Swiss Army knife, the key is knowing which tool to use for the right job.
Right.
The Cal.com articles emphasize that not all scheduling apps are created equal. You need to find one that fits your specific needs and workflow.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to take the plunge.
Okay.
And start exploring some options. Where do I even begin?
Right.
There's so many apps out there, it's a bit overwhelming.
You're right, it can be a bit daunting, but remember, the beauty of free apps is that you can experiment without any financial commitment.
Okay.
The articles recommended trying out a few different platforms, taking advantage of free trials, and seeing what feels like the best fit.
So it's like test driving a car before you buy it.
Exactly. You want to make sure it's comfortable, intuitive, and has all the features you need.
Okay, so I'm trying out different apps, kicking the tires, so to speak.
Right.
What are some of the key things I should be looking for?
Well, first and foremost, think about your must-have features.
Okay.
Do you need integration with specific calendars or apps?
Right.
Are you looking for advanced features like custom branding or analytics?
Right, because we talked about how important those features can be, especially if you're trying to build a brand or manage a team.
Exactly. And don't forget about ease of use.
Okay.
You want a tool that feels intuitive and doesn't require a degree in computer science to figure out.
Because nobody wants to spend hours wrestling with complicated software.
I agree.
We're trying to simplify our lives, not complicate them.
Precisely. And another important consideration is scalability.
Sure.
Think about the size of your team or business.
Mm-hmm.
Some apps are better suited for solopreneurs or small teams,
right,
while others are designed to handle the complexity of larger organizations.
So it's about choosing a tool that can grow with you as your needs evolve.
Exactly. You don't want to get stuck with a tool that can't keep up as your business expands or your scheduling needs become more complex.
That makes perfect sense. It's like buying a pair of shoes that are too small.
Yeah.
Hoping you'll magically shrink your feet to fit them. Not a good strategy.
Exactly. It's better to choose a tool that has room to grow.
Right.
But finding the right app is only half the battle. The Cal.com article stressed the importance of implementation and team adoption.
Oh, right. Because it doesn't matter how amazing the app is if nobody's using it.
Precisely. It's about getting everyone on board.
Yeah.
And making sure they understand how to use the tool effectively.
So training and support are key.
Absolutely. Provide clear instructions, offer support.
Okay.
And even consider creating a quick reference guide or video tutorial to help people get up to speed.
It's like planting a seed and then nurturing it so it can grow into a strong and healthy plant.
Exactly.
But beyond the practical aspects of implementation,
yeah,
I'm really intrigued by the idea of a mindset shift.
Okay.
That comes with using these scheduling tools. The article's touched on this, and I think it's a really important point.
You're right. It's not just about the technology itself, but about how it changes the way we approach scheduling and time management.
Exactly. It's like we're moving away from that reactive, always-on mentality and towards a more proactive and intentional approach to our time.
Yeah. I think that's a key benefit that often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
When you have a system in place that streamlines your scheduling
and
reduces those last-minute scrambles,
it
frees up mental space and allows you to focus on what really matters.
Like decluttering your mind as well as your calendar.
Precisely. It's about creating a sense of calm and control,
mm-hmm,
even in the midst of a busy schedule.
Right.
And that can have a profound impact on your overall well-being and productivity.
It's like the difference between feeling like you're constantly chasing your tail.
Yeah.
And feeling like you're in the driver's seat navigating your day with intention and purpose.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And that sense of empowerment is what makes this topic so exciting.
Right.
We're not just talking about scheduling appointments.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking control of our time, our energy, and ultimately our lives.
It's about aligning our actions with our values.
Yeah.
And creating a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and yes, even more joyful.
Well said. And that brings us back to that thought-provoking question we posed earlier.
Okay.
What would you do with the extra time you could reclaim through better scheduling?
It's a question worth pondering.
It is.
Would you spend more time with loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
Pursue a passion project? Finally tackle that ever-growing to-do list?
Maybe just take a well-deserved break and recharge?
Right.
The beauty of it is that the choice is yours.
Yeah.
These tools empower you to create the life you want.
Right.
One well-scheduled appointment at a time.
You know, one of the things that struck me in the Cal.com articles was how they talked about these free scheduling apps contributing to a larger movement.
Oh, wow.
Towards a more open and connected world.
I have to admit, that idea really piqued my curiosity. It's like these apps are digital bridges connecting people and ideas across geographical boundaries. I'm all about that. Absolutely. And what's really exciting is how this accessibility is changing the game for small businesses, entrepreneurs, and even individuals. They're no longer limited by location or traditional barriers to entry. They can connect with clients and collaborators all over the world.
That's a really powerful point.
Yeah.
It's about democratizing opportunity and giving everyone a chance to build something great.
The Cal.com articles gave a great example of a musician who was able to build a global following.
Wow.
By using their scheduling app to offer online lessons and workshops to students in different time zones, he was able to tap into a market he never could have reached before.
Wow. That's amazing. It's like the world is suddenly a lot smaller and a lot more accessible, but it's not just about business, right?
Right.
It's about human connection too.
You're exactly right. These apps are making it easier for families to stay connected across distances, for friends to coordinate spontaneous get-togethers, and for communities to organize events and initiatives. It's about strengthening our social fabric.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how much easier it would be to schedule video calls with family members who live abroad. No more mental gymnastics trying to figure out time differences.
Exactly. And think about how this technology can help bridge the gap between generations. Grandparents who might not be comfortable with traditional technology can easily connect with their grandchildren through video calls thanks to these user-friendly scheduling apps.
That's a heartwarming thought. It's about breaking down barriers, both technological and geographical, to bring people closer together.
And that's what makes this topic so inspiring. It's about using technology to enhance our lives, to connect with others in meaningful ways, and to create a world that feels a little bit smaller and a lot more human.
So to wrap things up, it seems like these free scheduling apps are more than just tools for managing our time. They're gateways to a more connected, efficient, and fulfilling world.
Well said. They're about simplifying complexity, fostering collaboration, and ultimately empowering us to take control of our schedules and our lives.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling energized and inspired to explore all the possibilities.
Me too. It's exciting to think about how this technology will continue to evolve and shape the way we live, work, and connect with each other.
Well, thanks for diving into this with me. I think we both learned a lot.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, the key takeaway is this: scheduling smarter is not just about saving time. It's about creating a world where we can all thrive.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Go forth and schedule smarter, not harder. And who knows, maybe we'll see you at one of those global virtual meetups.